Baby, I surrender. Yo, what's up, y'all? This is AJ. How are you doing? First thing, I want to ask, because I really feel like there's no such thing as a bad day. Never. You just might have a bad moment. How you handle it, know what I mean, it's completely on you. So I had a very good day, actually. Everything went smooth. I mean, I ain't have to like, I ain't have to spaz or nothing. And nah, I'm not even an angry person. I mean, that's how you know when you. I'm so as a Virgo. Team Virgo, because I've been seeing some Virgo slander on my timeline, and I don't like that shit. As a Virgo, I'm so even keeled that if I'm spazzing on somebody, people that know me that, yo, if you see me spazzing on somebody, then they really pushed it. They left me no other fucking option. I mean, it takes like, I'll say fuck you and walk off. I mean, before I get into any type of confrontation. As long as you don't put your fucking hands on me. I mean, like for somebody to just see me like steal off on somebody, that'll be a fucking surprise. Cause then again, yeah, cause as long as you don't put your hands on me, I'll fuck around and just be like, yeah, whatever, and just walk the fuck off. I mean, and just leave it and get on with my life. Now I mean, but what the hardest part of my day was waking up. Oh my God, you know, I was sleeping so good. And when I'm sleep, I know when I'm sleeping good because I have dreams about like fucking dragons and shit. I had dreams like I'm in Skyrim or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I have those type of dreams. You know what I mean? And the best fucking sleep, I don't know about y'all, the best fucking sleep for me is always like 10 minutes, 5 minutes before my fucking alarm goes off. And I'm all out of fucking sleeps. I can't hit snooze. I can't hit snooze. This one I got, it'd be the one that you know you gotta get up on. Like, damn, I gotta get up on this. Shit. For like doing this shit, that's how I be sounding. That's how I wake up every morning. I don't feel like doing this shit. Then you let the water, you know what I mean? You let the water run over you. You know what I mean? You get yourself, you let the fresh air hit you get yourself something to eat, and you're up and running. You know what I mean? Somebody does something stupid during the day, you fucking laugh at them. That gets the ball fucking rolling. You know what I mean? And eventually, yeah, I'm back home fucking talking to you guys. Fun shit. Fun shit. Yeah, you know what feels really good? That this is not a fucking secret. You know what feels good? A slightly damp Q-tip to the ear. Better than sex. Have you in a fucking, yeah, have you in a zone? Like, I don't know, that type of zone where like a dog is getting his belly rubbed and his leg is fucking thumping and he's just looking at you like, oh, that's just the stuff. Body getting there, yeah, Q-tip. Yo, I got some stories from y'all. I got some stories from y'all. And I got some strange shit for y'all. And I front loaded it, so get ready. I mean, let's go. Open up my motherfucking browser. Files, you better not give me no fucking shit tonight. I'm looking at my browser like it's really gonna say something. I'm looking at my router like it's really gonna say something back. Shit. Here we go. Groom rapes bride's friend before Las Vegas wedding, police said. Well, that is just fucking horrible. You know, 9 times out of 10, when the groom is having cold feet, he just goes to the altar and he says, no, I can't do it. I mean, this is how he says he doesn't want to get married. This is how he says he doesn't want to get married. Now, I mean, a bridegroom has been arrested on charges of raping his fiance's friend for extra disrespect. Not just some skank on the strip of Las Vegas. Now, I mean, just to like, he did it to the friend in the early hours before the Las Vegas wedding. Yo, I would a fucking, oh man, if they didn't lock him, oh man, I wish he would have got his ass beat before he fucking, you know how much planning goes into a fucking wedding? For you to do this, what was that, the day before or the day of? I guess we'll find out. I mean, but god damn, yo, like, how could you do some shit like that? That's like, yeah, in the early hours before his Las Vegas wedding. It was day of. Like, yo, you couldn't have did this shit before the fucking, you couldn't have did this shit while we were still in the planning stages before we spent all this fucking money. A true piece of shit. Omar Delaney, yeah, 35, is alleged to have followed the wedding guests into her hotel room after he and other guests had been out on the Las Vegas Strip on the night of April 19th. According to an arrest report cited by the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Delaney from Tacoma, Washington, had offered to walk the guests back to her room, which, when you're already about to get married and you're asking another woman to escort her back to her room, is fucking like, that's a red flag. I mean, if I was a woman, that would be an immediate red flag for me, which was next door to the bride and groom's room. Woman told the police. However, the 31-year-old woman followed the 35-year-old followed the woman into her room and began fondling her breast. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to read the statement that she gave. It's embarrassing enough, but at least she was brave enough to come forward and let it be known that he did that shit. Because if he would have got married, he probably would have been doing that shit behind his wife's back to other women, all behind his fucking marriage, until he got caught. I mean, Delaney reportedly left the room but came back a few minutes later and began humming. He's like, nah, fuck that. I'm going all out. Shit, I don't want the cheap feel. I want the cheap thrill. I want everything. And began removing it. And it's not funny. It's not funny. I'm trying to make light of it only because it's a fucking disgusting fucking act. I mean, and on a woman, especially on a woman that thought you loved her, that thought that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with, yeah, we're going to spend the rest of your life together. It's disgusting. I'm only trying to make light of it because it's so fucked up. I mean, Delaney reportedly left the room but came back a few minutes later and began removing the woman's clothing before performing a sex act on her. Jesus. The woman said she was afraid he might become violent if she resisted. Oh, man. Oh, my God, yo. What? They said he left the room again, but returned a few minutes later, climbed on top of her, and raped her, according to the report. Damn. The woman went to another wedding guest room after the incident, but upon finding Delaney there, she told the guest that she had a bad dream, and this was why she was upset. She was scared to say something at first. Jesus, this poor fucking woman, man. She then returned to her room to call her mother. Okay. On the morning of April 20th, she called the Las Vegas police to report that she had been sexually assaulted and wanted to press charges. Good for you, girl. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, the woman's hotel key was found in Delaney's room, or according to the arrest report. The police determined that it had been used at 12:21, 12:38, and 1 a.m. and twice at 1:29. Jesus. Oh man, yo. Like, another photo posted on the same account, and a photo posted on April 18th, a Facebook account with the name Omar Delaney, a man can be seen at an airport. The caption reads, "On my way to Vegas to get lit. Peace." Yeah, we know what you. Yeah, now we found out what you mean getting lit means. Another photo posted to the same account on April 26th shows a couple on their wedding day with the caption, "Married as fuck, yo. Married AF. Married as fuck, yo." The lady was arrested on the morning of April 20th on 3 counts of sexual assault. Good. All 3 times he went in that room, he got a charge for that shit. Good work. I mean, every time he went, every time he swiped the card to go in there, he fucking like, yeah. And 1 count of lewdness, Jesus. Clark County record. He was booked in the, his wife, Tamara Delaney, is said to be standing by her husband. Oh, yeah, that's why he did that shit then. You standing by him? You know what I mean? That's why he did it, because you're gullible. You're either desperate or you're gullible or you're both. Because this man's a fucking monster. You know what I mean? She's standing by her husband. She wrote on Facebook, why would you even fucking Facebook for situations like this? Like, why are you even addressing that shit? Like, getting more people in your fucking business. I'm happy to tell you everything after the trial. What? She verbally consented and is lying. Yes, and yes, I'm still by my husband's side. You wildin'. I would have been out like he did. What? Yo, I guess when you fucking him, yo, and he going to jail for this shit. So how long? Oh man, yo. He gonna be in jail before the fucking honeymoon is fucking over, probably. Before y'all even get a chance, you're not even gonna get a chance to enjoy your marriage. I mean, because after he fucking, you gotta wait for him to get out of jail for y'all to go, like, to really start knowing what being married is. Like, what, you're gonna get bullshit visits? I mean, no conjugals. Oh, that's out the fucking window. Oh, no. But for shorty that stood up and was brave enough to fucking tell what that man did to further prevent him from doing that to other females. Now, man, like for you, I'll take a sip. Good for you, shorty. We know history says that people that do shit like that and get away with it, they keep doing it. They won't stop until they get caught. They won't stop. They have to be stopped. Sabu. Get this piece of shit off my page. Oh yeah, if this shit make, oh, I got some fucking gruesome shit. Trust me, this is one of them nights, man. Like, I got some gruesome shit. Get comfortable, because that is not the worst. Let's go. Pro golfer Daniel Bowling charged with trying to meet person he thought was 15-year-old girl. Here we go again. Here we go again. A professional golfer. I don't know what it is with these people. You know what they're doing online now? I told you about that episode of Cops where this guy was flirting with an actual 15-year-old girl. I believe it was an actual 15-year-old girl. I guess he was flirting with her or some shit, and she, I guess she alerted her parents. Her parents alerted the fucking authorities, and they gave the police access to the girl's account. And the police was posing. They was posing as the 15-year-old girl, and got him, reeled his ass in, locked his ass up. You know what I mean? It's so many of these stories and shit happens almost every day now. They're cracking down on this shit, man. Like, yo, get help. If you're a pro fucking golfer, if you're a pro golfer, you should be able to get grown up pussy. You're supposed to be getting grown up fucking pussy. Develop a grown up fetish. Stop chasing these fucking young girls. What the fuck is a 15-year-old girl? doesn't have any type of conversation skills because she hasn't done shit in her life yet. Jesus Christ. Then try to meet her. What are you going to take her out for? Wine and dancing? She can't even get in. She can't even get in. Shit. That shit is hilarious. I had a slightly younger girlfriend before. And they used to have margarita cantinas. And on Tuesdays, the shit just used to be jumping. I don't know why they picked Tuesdays, but the shit used to just be jumping. And I think she wasn't young. She just wasn't old enough to drink. I mean, it was so funny because she was so mad at me because she was trying to get in and she couldn't get in because she was too young. She was like, I don't know, like a few, maybe if I had to take a guess, it was so long ago. If I had to take a guess, maybe a few more months, she would have been 21. And I was probably like, fucking like, I don't know, maybe 24, 25, if I had to guess. Nah, man, but she didn't. It's like the carnival sign that says if you're not this height, you can't get on the ride. That shit is fucking hilarious. You know what is not hilarious? Getting on the internet and chatting up 15-year-old girls. Jesus Christ. I mean, yo, pro golfer was arrested in Florida on Thursday after he allegedly tried to meet up with someone he thought was a teenage girl. See? These things have a way of working themselves out. Daniel Bowling, described by police as a dangerous online predator, because you don't know what the fuck is on these people's minds. Yeah, he's a pro golfer. He might be in the public's eye. Know what I mean? But yo, when you get a hold of these, if I don't know, you don't know what's on their mind. You don't know if he's gonna try to oh, this is disgusting. You don't know if he's going to try to have sex with her, or you don't know if he's just going to do something to her where you never see her again. That's scary fucking thought, man. You know what I mean? To have a fucking a desire to want to talk to just a gap in age. Why do you want to talk to somebody that's 15 years old? Why? Because you can tell them whatever you want to tell them, and they're going to assume yeah, their mind isn't fully developed to understand what a predator may or may not be. And this guy's a fucking predator. Thought he was meeting up with a 15-year-old girl. Dog, you thought. Thought he had been chatting with since April, but it was an officer posing as a decoy. Ah, dummy. The Orlando Police Department said in a statement obtained by people. Ah, they got the picture of him. Yo, this shit is fucking hilarious. I'm sending this shit to my fucking Twitter page. I don't give a fuck. That shit is fucking hilarious. He looks rapey. He just looks fucking rapey. you don't know what it is. You don't know what it is about him, but something is off. And then you fucking hear like a week later that he's in jail for trying to lure a 15-year-old girl, and he'd be like, I knew it. yep, I fucking knew it. I knew it was something. I mean, yeah, I knew it was fucking something. Yeah, he looks like one of them fucking types, a 26-year-old. 26. Yo, at 26, you should be crushing pussy. Oh my God. The 26-year-old faces several charges, including obscene communication. Traveled to meet with the minor. Damn, he went, he traveled and attempted lewd and lascivious molestation. God, Oling had first contacted the decoy on ad chat. What the fuck is that? In early April, and detectives said that his conversations turned sexual in nature within the first 24 hours and intensified quickly. Oh, he thought he had one on the line. The golfer was arrested without incident, and just think about your career, how embarrassing that fucking is, by detectives and Special Enforcement Division or officers on Thursday as he arrived to meet up with the decoy. Unfortunately, there are potentially hundreds of predators like Mike Bowling online. Yes, there are. And Jennifer Wing of the Internet Crimes Again said Jennifer Wing of the Internet Crimes Again against children's task force. I hope news of today's arrest encourages parents to be more proactive in monitoring their children's lives online. Yeah, I can't. I brought this up before. Like, I can't 100% blame the parents. I mean, but yeah, every once in a while, if you see your child a little bit too engaged online with some chat shit, like, yo, you stop in and like, yo, let me see what's going on. What you're doing? Like, yeah, you on that shit? Like, is there somebody that you're talking to, especially? I mean, like, you know, man, look, as a parent, be fucking nosy. Fuck that. I mean, until you're old enough to make your own decisions in a healthy way, good or bad, either way, I'm in charge of making sure your ass is fucking safe. Fuck that. Oling did not immediately respond to people's requests for comment. Of course he didn't, because he's a fucking perv. Yo, he's a fucking perv. Yo, I say this all the time. All the fucking time. Yo, if you caught him just with this decoy, then that means that he's been chatting up fucking young girls for a long time. This is just the one time he got caught. And who fucking knows that he's so fucking confident? They said it turned sexual within 24 hours. Who knows that he didn't actually meet up with some of these young girls? And that's the fucking scary shit right there, man. That's fucking scary, bro. I mean, like, yeah, we gotta watch out for shit like that, man. For that. For his ass getting caught, shout out to the fucking decoy for reeling his dumb ass in. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to the decoy. For that, I'll take a fucking sip, man. Fucking perv. This is a picture from the PGA Tour. Yo, you was on fucking PGA Tour, homeboy. These were all the fucking big names. Like, I mean, these were all the big names play. Like, yo, so with these big names and you're at these fucking exclusive fucking golf clubs, I mean, these fucking country clubs, whatever the fuck you call them. I say golf clubs. You know what the fuck I meant. Country clubs. I mean, you think it's not hot women there that's your age? That would love to bang you, like, I mean, yo, oh man. Whenever you good at something, you're gonna get coochie for it. Know what I mean? Like, yo, you good at golfing. It's gonna be golf groupies. It's nature, man. Like, okay, let's get this fucking scumbag off my fucking page. Moving along. I'm telling you, I got some gruesome shit today, baby. Yeah, Chicago man bites off parts of couple's ears, gouges eyes, and horror movie attack. Yep. You heard it right, people. Chicago man bites off parts of couple's ears, gouges eyes, and horror movie attack. I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know. What the fuck are you on? I want to say, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess, and I'm going to say drugs and a fucking dog. How can a little ass fucking dog, the size of a fucking $5 footlong from Subway, bark so fucking loud? Yo, it's not even as long as a sub from fucking Blimpies. Now, I mean, it's not even big as a sub from Blimpies. It's a $5 footlong dog. I mean, and that shit bark loud as fuck, yo. I don't know if it's fucking like, I don't know. If she got that little motherfucker in the bathroom and the shit is echoing out, I don't know what the fuck that shit is. That little motherfucker. Damn. A Chicago man is accused of biting off chunks. I'm gonna guess drugs. I swear I wanna guess that he's on some type of drug. Let's find out. Like, a Chicago man is accused of biting off chunks of a couple's ears and gouging their eyes in a weekend attack that a judge likened to a horror movie. Jesus, Elijah Ruhill Prince. Whoa, the first four names. The first that's not Spanish. The first person I came across with four names in the motherfucking article that's not fucking Spanish. That's why I got it right on the first try. I'm not being racist. I'm just saying. 28 was arrested, covered in blood, telling officers that it was the blood of peasants. Yeah, this is fucking drugs, bro. Citing Cook County prosecutors, he did not attend the Monday hearing as he was undergoing a psychiatric test at a hospital. I mean, Judge John F. Light Jr., damn, come on, man. Y'all killing me with the names. Said he thought he was listening to a horror movie as prosecutors described the disturbing attack, adding that it shocks the conscience, according to a report. Yes, this shit stood out. Yes, this shit stood out like crazy. I mean, like, the incident unfolded Saturday in the 10,500 block of South Emerald Avenue when Ruhill Prince approached a male victim and attempted to sell him something. Yeah. Prosecutor said he attacked the man after he refused the offer. Jesus, that's drugs, man. That sounds like no, that just reeks of drugs. Like Ruhill, not even if you drunk would you do some shit like that. Was just fucking, if you drunk, you might beat somebody up, or you might get beat up all drunk and shit. But just biting somebody, like biting somebody to that fucking, no. Ruhill Prince allegedly put the man in a chokehold and hit him in the head with a shovel before punching him in the face. Damn. He used his fingers to gouge the man's eyes and then bit his ears and the top of his head before spitting into the man's mouth for extra disrespect. God. Whoa, let's read this paragraph again. Ruhill Prince allegedly put the man in a chokehold, hit him in the head with a shovel before punching him in the face. Where the fuck you get a shovel from? You're just walking around with a shovel? He used his fingers to gouge the man's eyes and then bit his ears and the top of his head before spitting into the man's mouth. Did you spit the ear into his fucking mouth? That would have fucking, oh my God, that savage brutality. During the attack, Ruhill Prince also jammed a 3-inch wooden block into the man's left eye. God. The man's wife reportedly ran outside to help, but was attacked by Ruhill Prince, who pulled her hair and gouged her eyes, then bit her ears, ripping off large chunks before spitting on her. God. The man's wife reportedly ran outside. Yeah, okay. The couple was reportedly taken to the hospital in serious condition. Jesus. Oh my God, man. All right, man. Hold on. I had to unpack that, man. I took it in. I had to unpack it. Yo, never in the history of a street fight have I heard of anybody doing anything like that in just a street fight in America. Just like a one-on, like, yeah, like, God damn, bruh. Oh shit. That's some traumatizing shit right there. Pieces of their ears were recovered but could not be reattached. Sad, man. Damn. Yo, Ruhill Prince was arrested nearby shortly after the attack. Yeah, because he's so fucking whatever the fuck he's on. Yo, if I would guess that he was on PCP. That sounds like, that only sounds like something somebody would do while he was on PCP. I mean, like where you're lucid enough to know what to do, but you don't know what you're doing. Like the body is just driving itself or whatever. The mind is just driving the body and you're just being used as a fucking vehicle for fucking goddamn. He was ordered held on $5 million bail. Yeah, they want to make sure your ass don't never get out. You're fucking done, bro. Like, yo, he ain't coming home. I don't know if it was PCP, but in the event that he was, that it was, maybe speculation, I mean, he would be locked up and he would come down and wake up and be in a jail cell. And in most cases, people have no recollection of what they fucking did. I mean, and they would read his charges off to him, attempted murder, assault, aggravated assault. You did this, you did that, and they would remember none of that shit. I mean, that's how fucking crazy PCP is. Wow. I mean, like, yeah, Jesus Christ. Let's get that shit off my page. Next story. I told y'all I got some shit for y'all, man. Like tonight, it's fucked up. Yo, we out here tripping, man. Everybody, I say we as a people, not me. I'm cool. I mean, like me, I'm good. I'm not out here raping bridesmaids and shit. Like, yo, it's not. I swear, it's not funny. This shit is. These stories are not funny. I'm just making light because they're fucked up. Yeah, it's the Q. I'm trying to give you the Q-tip in the ear. That's all. The Q-tip in the ear. Yo, this shit is crazy. A girl open girl shoots three at U.S. school. Police. And when I looked at this, I was like, I mean, like, it's fucked up, but schools get shot every day. You know what I mean? It's not really unique to me. It doesn't really stand out. You know what I mean? Until just my curiosity. I don't usually read the stories because I like the effect of learning what happens like while I'm recording. You know what I mean? I like my reaction. I like the reaction that I have because I'm finding out with you guys. I'm finding this shit out just now with you guys. So that's why I only like really skim like top lines. Maybe I might skim the article rarely, but I skim this article and yeah, this is fucked up because where do these kids get why is it so easy for these kids to get to these fucking guns? You know what I mean? And what is making these kids feel like so angry that they have to come to school with a gun and like carry out shit like this? So It's a two-headed dragon. It's a two-headed whatever. It's a two-headed question. Like, how is it so easy for these kids to get these guns? And then psychologically, what is happening at school that would make these kids feel like they have to carry out such something such a like a crazy act? I mean, they're just kids, man. And then like, yo, we different. I mean, like, I don't know. It's just these new kids is different. They're definitely smarter, most of them. They're definitely smarter. You could tell we're evolving as humans. You know what I mean? But they're also like prone to be more violent. Like it's like the extremes. You know what I mean? The extremes. Yeah, girl shoots three at U.S. school. A girl opened fire at a school in the northwestern U.S. state of Idaho on Thursday, injuring three people before being disarmed by a teacher. Shout out to the teacher. You got a sip coming to you at the end of this shit. Shout out to the teacher. I mean, like, of course they're not going to name the girl. I mean, Rigby Middle School near Idaho Falls was in sixth grade, meaning she would likely be aged 11 or 12. I think I was like, sixth grade, I think I was in like, yeah, I was about that age. I was about that age. And trust me, I was not thinking, and I was getting into fucking scuffles because I was new to the school. And believe me, I would show up the next day and I wouldn't have a gun. How about that? And I wouldn't have a gun. You know what I mean? And the kids at that age, the kids that you have scuffles with, especially if y'all live in the same neighborhood. Know what I mean, y'all end up we end up getting cool. Know what I mean, we end up getting cool and fucking hanging out together and everything. Know what I mean, it's just some new kid shit. But yeah, She retrieved a handgun from her backpack, fired multiple rounds inside of the school and out. Why at 11 or 12? I don't know. Idaho might be different. Idaho, you might see some motherfucking like some shit that you like an animal or something that you might have to shoot. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if y'all got coyotes or mountain lions or whatever fuck. You know what I mean? So I can't say like that, like teaching her how to shoot at an early age is particularly a bad thing, because they might live in a part of the town, they might live in a part of the country where you might have to shoot some shit. That's simple. You know what I mean? Like, you might have to shoot some shit. You know what I mean? Not necessarily a person. You know what I mean? Not meant to be a person, but shit, she might have to shoot a fucking bear or something. I don't know. Like, yeah, but she pulled out, she fired multiple rounds inside of the school and out, said Jefferson County Sheriff Steve Anderson. At 11 and 12, you know what you want to do, but why you're doing it is probably very irrational. I would think that's a safe statement to make. I mean, at 11 or 12, you know what you're doing, but the reason, like the motive is, would seem highly irrational. I mean, injuries suffered by two students and one staff member are not thought to be life-threatening. Goodness, thank you. He said, during the shooting, a teacher disarmed a student and detained her until law enforcement took her into custody, added Anderson at a press conference. So the shooting is being investigated by the FBI as well as local law enforcement. Why did the FBI get involved? I don't know. Maybe they should. Maybe she's a fucking terrorist. Maybe she's a cell for fucking like Bin Laden or something. I said Bin Laden in 2021. Yo. Yo. The U.S. has suffered a spate of mass shooting in recent weeks, including at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis, an office building in California, a grocery store in Colorado, and at several spas. Who's shooting up spas in Atlanta? Who's shooting up spas? Where the fuck is that story? Fuck. Yes, I am looking for that shit. Shooting at spas in Atlanta. Oh shit. Eight dead in Atlanta area spa shootings. Suspect arrested. The suspect was identified as 20. And you get a bonus story, y'all. Yo, motherfuckers in there soaking their feet in the shit start, motherfucking. Yo. I'm in there getting the fucking like I'm in there getting the fucking happy ending, and all of a sudden gunshots ring out. What the fuck is this? The suspect was identified as 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long, a white man of Woodstock. He graduated from Sequoia High School in 2017. Fall from 2018, Longwell enrolled at the coming campus. Long was enrolled at the coming campus. And said Long did not have any prior interactions with with law enforcement. Jesus Christ. At around 5 p.m., a shooting at Young Asian Massage in Cherokee County. What? I'm in there getting spanked off crazy. And this fucking old cock blocking ass motherfucker come up in the spa shooting. A spa should be like a fucking church. It should be a place of fucking peace where you go to fucking. Yo, in Cherokee County, killed four people, two of whom died after being transported to a hospital. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. He looks like a fucking. Yeah, he looks like. You know what he needed? You know what he needed? A fucking massage. Where do you get massages? At a fucking spa. If only he knew. Shout out to the extra story for that. I'll take a fucking sip. God damn, yo. Thank you. You get a fucking back rub Oh man, get a little rub and tug, you know what I mean? Like, a little, put a little $15, put $15, $20 in the coupon, you know what I mean? She put the fucking oil on your Johnson, yeah, and like, and all of a sudden now you don't want to shoot shit no more. The only thing you want to shoot is below the motherfucking is that load. God damn. Yeah, who fuck shoot up spies? President Joe Biden last month branded U.S. gun violence an epidemic and an international embarrassment. Yeah, because some countries at a young age, they teach kids how to shoot. Like, they teach kids marksmanship. You know what I mean? And they take them, like, to, like, shit about gun safety. And, like, so by the time you get of a certain age, you're so informed of the danger of guns, and you're so well versed, and you know how to use guns, you know what I mean? That like, there's no use, that there's no situation. You know what a situation calls for that calls for a gun. You know what I mean? In certain countries, they do that. Like, yo, young boys, when they turn a certain age, they teach them, like, yo, they thoroughly teach them fucking, like how to use a gun. What a gun is supposed to be used for. I mean, like, damn, there were more than 43,000 gun-related deaths in the United States last year, including suicides. Shit. We gotta get a handle on that, baby. I mean, like, shit, man. Yeah, let's get this shit off. I had to do that fucking story, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I fucking did. Jesus Christ. He's fucking shooting the fucking spies. Man, they're getting the fucking beat off. They're getting spanked off. You fucking shooting shit. Yeah. Yo, next story, yo. Yo, this shit crazy. Gender reveal party goes horribly wrong as mom pierces guests with dart. Ooh, I would have been mad. Oh my God. Yo, fucking darts. Oh, man. Gender reveal parties have come to be quite fashionable. Yeah, I see them on Twitter. Yeah, but yeah, there's also a few that have gone wrong. I've done a few stories on a few that have gone wrong. The modern phenomenon involves prospective parents. Okay, we know what that is. The event's climactic moment have been done in many creative ways. Yeah, she said, what could possibly go wrong? Well, apparently quite a bit. In the footage shared to TikTok by user VFash, her sister's gender reveal ended in a disaster when a dart became impaled in a partygoer's leg. That's the end of the party for me right there. God damn it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The clip shows the mom-to-be throwing a dart at a large black helium balloon tied to a box. The balloon bursts, and a bright blue confetti, it's a boy, congratulations, floats out of it. As surrounding guests cheer, news she is set to have a son. Bullshit. Bullshit. Except for the fucking dart in the guy's leg. Everything was going fine. In the guy or the girl, I don't know. The jubilant scene cuts to the woman wearing a black dress who could previously be seen directly opposite the door being attended to by oh, it was a woman, yeah. Being attended to by medical professionals who are trying to remove the dart stuck in her ankle. Whoa. You know how many bones is in the fucking foot? Yo, how sensitive? Like, yo, it's like so many nerve endings in down there that is crazy. To have a fucking dart in your fucking ankle. Yeah, where's the fentanyl? Give me the fucking fentanyl. Press the button. Posted on April 30th, the video has since gone viral. Yeah, I had to, because after those first few stories, you know what I mean, I had to give you something to make you feel a little bit better. I had to take some of the venom back, you know what I mean, but dumb shits, whoa, you know what I mean, a dart in your fucking ankle, you know what I mean, like, yo, oh my God, yo, I'm not even gonna begin to think how many nerves are in your fucking ankle. I mean, but I'll take a sip for it to numb the pain, baby. It's a bud. My fucking foot. Fuck you. Coming to you, have any more kids? Don't ever invite me to this motherfucker. You'll never invite me to this shit no more. You got a fucking ankle and you got a fucking dart in my fucking ankle. Fuck your son. Nah, I can't say that. That's fucked up. Fuck your child. Fuck your child. I'm happy for you, but fuck you. Put that, you fucking hit me with a fucking dart, bitch. That would be crazy. You know, out of sheer pain, people say shit, man. Hey, man. I'm just reenacting. I mean, yo. Yeah, here we go. California bar owner charged with multiple felonies for allegedly selling fake COVID-19 vaccination cards, officials say. And yo, bro, there's a scam for every fucking thing. Yo, motherfuckers selling fake COVID-19 vaccination cards. You know what I mean? Yo, that shit is just like motherfuckers selling fake inspection stickers. There's a couple spots around here that do that. I don't know where they at. So if you're listening, any law enforcement, I don't know. So don't even you can tune out. I might do a live show one day. I was thinking about doing a live show. Not even one day. I mean soon. Like do a live show. And but I like I don't know. I don't write anything really. So to do a live show would like yeah, it would be fun. It would be real fun to see y'all just come up with this shit off the top of my head. And all I do is just get the stories together. I mean, get interesting stories that I think are interesting. I get them together and I put them in a certain order as to like as you see tonight that I had that I put all the fucking horrible shit up front and it gets lighter as you go. I mean, a bar owner who alleged he sold fake COVID-19 vaccine cards from his business, was charged with multiple felonies, including forgery and identity theft. Like, yo, that's like fucking tampering with fucking medical records. He should be getting more for that, yo. They should be sticking it to his ass. You're fucking selling fake vaccination cards, and then if somebody goes somewhere that you need a vaccine card, and they get sick and shit breaks out into like, and it's another fucking outbreak. Then what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like you going against the whole fucking system when you do that. Every dollar ain't a good dollar. You greedy fuck. I mean, the owner was arrested at his bar, the old corner saloon in Clements, California. The State Department of Alcohol Beverage Control, ABC. Said in a statement, ABC received a complaint that fake vaccination cards were being sold at a bar. Yo, shout out to whoever told, man. You ain't snitching. That's not snitching, bro. Because, yo, if that card gets into somebody's hands and spreads COVID, you know what I mean? It spreads COVID to somebody. Yo, actually, if he gives that card to somebody that has COVID and they give COVID to somebody and they die. He might be a part of the fucking like, yeah. He might be up for like an accessory, and fucking like yeah. He might be up for the death. Like he might be responsible for that shit. Like shit. In April, undercover agents were able to buy four fake cards. You know, you selling to anybody. Yo, you hustling and you selling to fucking anybody. You selling the new faces and everything. I mean, you tripping. You supposed to like have a couple of your fucking bartenders put the word out. I mean, and yeah, you're supposed to stand back away from that. Yeah, that shit is not supposed to lead directly to you. Yo, I'm telling you, man, don't take my advice. Don't do nothing I fucking say. I mean, like, yeah, damn. It's not clear how many cards were sold in total. Agents found two completed cards and 30 blank ones with a laminating device. ABC agents said also found an unregistered firearm with the bar owner during the arrest that he's going to lose his fucking liquor license. He's going to lose his whole fucking bar, which is nearly 35 miles southeast of Sacramento. This is the first case the California Department of ABC has investigated that involves allegations of the sale of fraudulent COVID-19 vaccination cards. Oh, they're coming. That shit is happening now. Y'all just ain't caught it all yet, all across the fucking country. The bar owner faces three felony charges, including carrying an unregistered firearm, forgery of a government seal, hell yeah, and identity theft of Pfizer, CVS, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, according to the San Joaquin. Yeah, I watched Sons of Anarchy. That's how I know how to pronounce that shit. Yeah, San Joaquin. San Joaquin County District Attorney's Office. He's also charged with creating a false medical record, a misdemeanor. I think that shit should be a fucking felony. I mean, because, yo, if you fucking, he's going to be arraigned in May 18th, according to the district attorneys. The arrest comes as nationwide vaccination rates have fallen. While the United States averaged 3.38 million doses administered per day across a week in mid-April, the current 7-day average is 2.19 million doses per day because they're all getting it. So how the fuck are you gonna like what it's supposed? How long is it supposed to be 3.38 million? Like forever? Yeah, as more people get it, the shit is gonna go down. And fucking like, and then most people don't want it because they don't trust it. So what are you gonna do? Like, you're gonna receive the mark? Or are you just gonna be set a cast? You're gonna be set apart from everyone else. The most recent, which is that's funny. I hate to get into that, but it does seem something like that. The numbers as of Wednesday show daily vaccinations have dropped by nearly 20%, whatever. God damn, bruh. I mean, you tripping. Out here selling fake vaccine, fake back, damn, fake vaccine cards. Yo. Oh my God, yo. For that, I'm going to take a sip also for my last story, yo. What I'm looking like on time. 52 minutes. 53 minutes, actually. Not bad. Not bad. Salute. Here we go. Another one. Scammers sell fire extinguishers as oxygen cylinders to dying COVID patients in India. Jesus Christ. Yo, these motherfuckers are ruthless, yo. Like, God damn, yo, anything for a fucking nickel, yo. Anything for a fucking nickel. Let me read that again. Scammers sell fire extinguishers as oxygen cylinders to dying COVID patients in India. And we're well aware that India has a fucked up COVID situation. Damn, yo, how could you do that? That shit is so fucking heartless. How could you do that? I mean, like, that's worse than the story I did about the people in the nursing home where the doctor was telling them they had 6 months to live, but they really fucking didn't. They was just gouging them for the fucking insurance money. It's worse than that. These people are really dying as India hits a daily record of 412,262 COVID cases and 3,980 deaths. Scammers are coming up with new and elaborate ways to exploit desperate families trying to save loved ones. Jesus. What if I step on a fucking rat? You want to fucking hang me and get me shot, right? Yeah. What is your rat? How does the rat that you worship, how does the rats that you fucking hold so dearly feel about you doing this type of shit to people? What type of shit is that? I mean, like, yeah. Yeah. Why doesn't Punjabi tell you to stop doing that shit? I don't even know if Punjabi still making song, making music. I don't even know. But fuck yeah. What are your fucking, are the rats that you worship frowning upon this action? Are they? Ask the rat. Put the rat to your ear right now and tell me what it tells you, India. Latest pandemic scheme passing fire extinguishers off. The latest pandemic scheme passing fire extinguishers off as oxygen cylinders for patients in dire condition. Motherfuckers is dying, bruh. And this how you do them, like right before they go out? Like on Thursday, local media outlets reported that Delhi police arrested three people for painting the fire extinguishers and selling the oxygen cylinders, selling them as oxygen to family members of infected citizens. Police seized more than 530 extinguishers that have been dismantled, spray painted, and sold as gas cylinders. Yo, what if you fucking like, what if you hook this shit up and the fire extinguisher shit, somebody inhales that and they already got fucking COVID. What the fuck, man? Police uncovered the plot after the head of an Indian NGO, Radha Vallabh Suhasini. Damn, I thought Spanish was bad. I thought the Spanish was bad. Yo, I tried that and I'm not trying that again. That's the one that you got. Who had fallen victim to the scheme himself, reported the fraudsters to local authorities. The accused were identified as 40-year-old Ravi Sharma, 38-year-old Muhammad Abdil, and 30-year-old Shambhu Shah from Alipur, Delhi. I mean, during inquiry, it was found that distributor Ravi Sharma was removing red paint from fire cylinders, which were used for filling of CO2, and was converting them into oxygen cylinders by painting them black with the help of Abdil and Shah. God damn, yo. What a fucking piece of shit those fucking guys are. I hope they feed them to the fucking to the rats. Feed them to the rats that they worship, their rat gods. Like, yeah, feed them to the rat gods. Damn, that's fucked up though. But with that, it's been dope. Dope ass show. I mean, like, yeah, it's always fun. Like, this shit is always fun. I mean, I'm gonna wrap it up. And if you fucks with the show, I mean, hit me on Twitter. I mean, let me know. Reach out. Let's open up a dialogue. Fucking at REZNSHYNE. Yeah, I did it. Yo, if you have a podcast and you would like me to follow, to subscribe to your podcast, I will happily subscribe to your podcast because that's the only way you're gonna get, like, yeah, you need, yeah. Like, yo, just drop me a link to your podcast and I'll listen to it too because that's all I do all day. Know what I mean? I might listen to one of mine's, know what I mean? Then I'll listen to like, I'll listen to something else. And then I'll do that all day at work. I just shuffle, I rotate, whatever. I mean, just let me know. I'll follow yours. And see me on Instagram, TacoMeat05. And if not, just follow me on Facebook. I mean, like, yeah, Avery Johnson. I mean, like, yo, I fucking love you guys. Keep wearing your mask. Don't let nobody bite your fucking ears off. Adios.